Brothers and sisters in the Lord,
各位主内的弟兄姐妹们,
we are so happy and privileged to be among you to serve the Lord together.
很高兴今天来到你们中间, 一起来服侍主。
And to rejoice in what the Lord is doing.
也在, 主里面, 分享我们的喜乐。
I'd like to thank Pastor Reverend Andrew Wong and Mrs. Wong to give me this special chance to share with you too.
我要感谢黄牧师和师母啊，给我这样一个机会。
Actually, we are here in the state because we are kind of wrapping up our ministry as a missionary in Taiwan and returning back to our home church in Manila to serve.
我们来美国是我们即将结束在台湾的宣教，回到马尼拉去。
And we have supporters here that we would like to acknowledge, and also to report back to them what the Lord has done in these 25 years.
我们在北美有很多支持我们圣工的，所以我们要向他们做一个汇报。
When, primarily visiting my brothers because he's also our supporter and prayer partner and visit our relatives here. And of course, my brother said, oh, you should invite Pastor Wong to, and Mrs. Wong to our reunion with relatives and friends.
主要是来访问我的弟弟，他们也是我们主要的支持者。
And he invited me to speak.
Okay.
Can't say no.
然后是他告诉黄牧师刘牧师他们要来的消息，所以黄牧师会邀请刘牧师夫妇来我们教会。
But I told him that there's a precondition that I'm not going to preach a sermon.
但是呢，我告诉他有一个前提，就是我不能够讲道。
我今天不讲到了，
今天不讲
到，就是跟你们分享，
okay.
分享我们的见证 ，OK， to share with you our testimony, serving as a missionary, because what happened is that the pastor can always preach a message, okay, and teach you about missions and so forth, but you rarely have missionaries to come and report back, you know.What our experience being a missionary is.
所以今天不是讲道，而是汇报工作，跟大家分享刘牧师传道的一些经验。
And that should also put you at ease because we are not coming here to raise funds. Christmas. You say, oh.Maybe we should really have something, you know, talk about Christmas. It's a Christmas season, you know, and I'd like to greet you Merry Christmas too.
圣诞佳节就要到了，我也想向大家祝你们圣诞快乐。
But I was thinking, you know, missions and Christmas is very much related.
但是我想圣诞节和传道那是非常有关系的。
Because God sent His Son to come to earth, you know, and to give us this way of salvation.
因为上帝差遣他的儿子来到世上来赐给我们救恩。
In theology, you know, we would say it's an incarnational theology. God become man.
在神学上，我们称之为道成肉身。
So that he can be with us here on earth.
所以神就是到世上来和我们在一起。
But you know, missions is sending out missionaries to be among non-Christians so that they can proclaim the way of salvation.
传道就是我们把所有把那个属灵的信息传给世人。
So we have to be personally out there, you know, and in person show God's love to them and share with them the gospel.
So we have to 亲自的把那些信息传给他们，告诉他们福音。
I remember years ago, our former sent director in Taiwan was writing in his newsletter, and he asked the question in his newsletter and said, do you know how the Taiwanese celebrate Christmas?
我还记得几年前我们的有一个那个杂志的编辑，他写了一篇文章说，在圣诞节，你们知道台湾人是怎么过圣诞节的吗？
Yeah, he's our former director.
他是我们的教会的会长。
Yeah, 蔡会的前会长。And then he said, they don't celebrate Christmas.
他们其实不庆祝圣诞节的。
Well, it's true. Many, many Taiwanese do not celebrate Christmas because they don't know the Lord.
很多台湾人他们是不庆祝圣诞节的，因为他们不认识主。
But of course, nowadays, you know, there's a kind of a Christmas atmosphere because it's all commercial.
但是现在那边也有圣诞的气息，都是一些商业的一些广告。
But the real message of Christmas really takes some effort to proclaim it. Otherwise, you know, you cannot assume that they'll understand what Christianity is or what salvation is all about.
但是真正有关圣诞的信息是一定要我们努力的去宣扬的，不然的话人们是不知道的。
As Mrs. Wong, our co-sumu, was telling you that. In the Philippines, we could hardly even speak straight Chinese, you know.
黄牧师刚才介绍说，在菲律宾我们连中文都讲不好。
Why would they send us to Taiwan to be missionaries?
那他们为什么要把我们差到台湾去传教呢？
Actually, I've been working for Grace Christian Church for almost 9 years when the Lord called us to go to Taiwan.
当时我被差遣的时候我在菲律宾的灵会基督教会已经服侍了九年。
We were very understaffed, so all of us were very busy, and we there's no end to our work at Grace.
我们当时人员很少，所以呢工作很繁忙。
And so, you know, some people were even jokingly saying that we could retire here at Grace, you know.We can work and work, you know, retired at Grace.
很多人当时讲笑话说我们可以从这个教会退休，因为实在是工作太忙了，我们可以一直做到退休年龄。
But during that time, way back in 1985, the percentage of Christians in Taiwan are very, very small, maybe 1% or less than 2%.
但是当时在台湾1985年的时候基督徒的比例是很少的小于2%，大概1%左右。
And what happened is that with my work at Grace Christian Church and Grace Christian High School, I know that our graduating class, because I made a survey, and more than 80% of them profess to know the Lord, to have accepted the Lord, our graduating class.
我后来在一个高中
是灵会中学
在那个灵会中学教书，然后毕业生里面有85%的人认识了主。
So the very high percentage of you know our graduates have come to know the Lord.
所以我们的那个毕业生的比例是很高的，他们认识主的那个比例很高。
And I was thinking that you know, for each student that go through Grace, starting from kinder, you know, until they graduate, they might have heard the gospel 100 times.
所以我就想，像那些灵会中学毕业的，他们从小时候从幼儿园一直到毕业，他们听到福音都起码会有100次。
But you know, in Taiwan, if you don't go out there, they may not hear the gospel.
但是在台湾，如果我们不去传教的话，他们可能真的就是听不到信息。
And I was so touched by North American missionary going out there to challenge us to go to Taiwan when, you know, they have a tough time understanding the Chinese culture and, you know, very tough time studying Chinese, and yet they want to show God's love to the Chinese people. I was very touched by that.
我当时非常的感动，因为北美的教会他们呢，因为去台湾传教，他们遇到了一些问题，因为他们语言不通，文化不通，所以他们请求我们的帮忙。当时我听了这个请求之后，我非常的受感动。
But I'm an ethnic Chinese, although my Chinese is very poor, but I understand a lot more.
我是中国人，虽然我的国语很当时很差，但是呢，我还是对他中国文化还是很熟悉的。
When we were studying in Chinese in the Philippines, it's very tough because you have to spend half day, you know, with English education, and then the other half day would be in Chinese education. And because we don't have that environment, so we could hardly speak Chinese even.
在菲律宾学中文是非常难的事，我们需要半天学中文，半天学英文，而且我们在那边的环境没有讲中文的环境，所以呢也没有练习的机会。
This time around, I was so challenged to learn how to speak Mandarin.
去台湾的时候，我是很受挑战的，要学讲国语。
And in fact, nowadays, I probably feel more comfortable speaking Mandarin than English.
当然了，现在我是觉得讲国语更加熟练。
Another aspect of the call. Why is it that we really responded to God's call to Taiwan? Is that during 1985, the world's population was 4 billion.
另外一个感动就是当时那个世界上的人口是40亿。
And one fourth of it is, of course, the Chinese people.
在这个全世界的人口当中，四分之一是中国人。
And they said that if you stand there and these Chinese people in our countrymen would single file march in front of you like soldiers, it will take 7 years before the last person pass you by.
他们有一个这样的比喻，就是如果单人的列队从你的面前走过的话，那需要那些十亿的人呢，需要花7年多的时间才能够从你面前一一走过。
And then the Lord gonna speak to me and said, Victor, where do you think will your fellow Chinese be marching to if they don't know the Lord?
当时，主的声音说，那你觉得，当这些人，那这些十亿人口的就是这些中国人，他们离开世界的时候，他们会走向哪里
？So I said, I'm willing to go, even if not, I'm not that gifted, I'll do my best to be a servant and try to save a few.
所以我就下了决心，我要去台湾虽然在这方面我并没有什么恩赐，但是呢，我愿意做神的仆人。
So we went by faith. I said, I'm a servant. He is the Lord. So if he said go, then go.
所以我是凭着信心说我是仆人我就是听主的话，所以我们就去了。
Well, because of time, I will not share with you the way the Lord has impressed on my wife, to go as a missionary too. But, she has a different story.Maybe one of these days you can ask her about that.
因为时间的关系，我不能给你们分享主是怎么感动我的太太也一起去传道的。
My son was 6 years old and my daughter was 3 when we went to Taiwan.
当时我儿子6岁，我女儿3岁，我们这么去台湾的。
Today our daughter is married and we have 2 grandchildren.
现在呢，我们的女儿已经结婚了，还有两个孩子。
So we are very happy to visit them here.
所以现在这次我们来也是很高兴的见到他们。
When we arrived in Taiwan, so we started, to hit the street, of course after language learning, we would go down and try visit neighborhood, pass out tracts and talk to people about the Lord.
我们到了台湾，我们就到外面去传扬福音。
Because the challenge has always been the field is ripe for harvest. They need laborers. So I pray to the Lord of harvest to send out laborers.
当时我们受到的挑战，觉得是要收的庄稼多，做工的人少。
But you know what? We found out that there was no harvest at all.
但是到了那边，我们才知道，其实那边没有庄稼可收。
And people are not ready to accept the Lord.
人们并没有预备好要接受主。
And they hardly know really about you know the Christian background or knowing about the God you're talking about referring to.
他们根本不知道基督徒的那些背景知识，也不认识主。
So what can we do? We are already there.
那我们应该做什么呢？
And I was thinking, well, you know, if the field is not ready for harvest, it means that the earlier generation did not, you know, prepare the soil and sow the seed. Yeah.
所以当时我就在怀疑说，如果庄稼还没熟的话，就说明前几代的传道人他们没有做好工作，他们没有播好种，或者没有准备好土壤。
Well, I'm not blaming them. I'm just saying that is the fact. That's what we run into. So no excuse. Then we have to really prepare the soil and sow the seed.
所以呢，我们得从头开始。我们要准备土壤，我们要撒种。
And you know what? That was what we have been doing. You know, all these 25 years that we were in Taiwan, we were just in one place, Taichung City.
这个我们到台湾之后的25年，我们就一直在台中市也就一直在做主的事工。
You know, in recent time, my wife made a list down the names of the people we have in contact with and been sharing the gospel, and she listed down 85.
我们最近呢，刘师母她写了一个名单，就是我们与他们联络过的，我们分享过福音的那些人的名字，一共有85个。
This is a weekly exposure, you know, of the non-Christian, to the gospel message.
这个是每周我们都要与他们分享福音的。
You know, so it was such a great delight, to be there because you know what, that's what the missionaries is all, you know, doing mission is all about.Building relationship and then sharing the gospel with them.
这个是一个很令人高兴的事这就是我们传道人的工作，那就是与人们建立好关系，然后向他们传福音。
In the Philippines, my experience as a Christian is that the longer I was a Christian, the less non-Christian friends I have.
在菲律宾呢，我的经验就是我做基督徒的时间越长，我的那些非基督徒的朋友越少。
It's so nice in the church.
在教会里面真好。
It's so nice to have Christian friends.
有基督徒的朋友真好。
But to make friends with non-Christian, very hard.
但是呢，与非基督徒的人做朋友有时候比较难。
Because their values are different, you know, their lifestyle is very, very different.
因为他们的价值观，他们的生活方式都不一样。
But the problem is that if you don't mix too much with non-Christians and don't have non-Christian friends, then how can you be salt and light to them?
但是呢，问题是，如果你不跟非基督徒的人做朋友，那你怎么能够在他们面前做光做盐呢？
But when we are in Taiwan, we experience this. Most of our friends were non-Christians.
但是在台湾，我们的经历就不同了。我们的很多朋友都是非基督徒。
And we live in their midst and share with them the gospel.
我们与他们一起交流，并与他们分享福音。
We have a dream. The Lord, if we are going to go to Taiwan to proclaim the gospel and establish church, you know, to plant church.Then what kind of a church would be our goal?
我们当时候有当时有一个梦想就是我们如果要去台湾培植一个教会的话我们应该建立多少规模的教会？
I was thinking we should have at least a church of around 350 people.
当时我们就想至少要有350个人。
Actually, that's a small number.
那当然是一个小数目。
Because I come from Grace Christian Church.
因为我是从菲律宾的灵会基督教会出来的。
And if the church is not big enough to influence your community, then they, you know, you could be marginalized.
如果一个教会不够大，不足以影响你社区的话呢？ 这个教会就会慢慢的退化。
But if you have enough people in your congregation, there are a lot of things that we can do for the Lord because we have a lot of resources.
但是如果会众多的话，我们就可以做很多事情来服侍神，因为我们的资源就多。
So I dream of a church, well, in Taiwan. So I said maybe 350.
所以呢，当时我就有一个不切实际的梦想，说350个人。
And that church is going to be an urban church, and it's going to be a mother church.
我就想，这会是一个都市的一个教会，然后这是一个主会。
And then this church will help reach out to the community and plant daughter churches in the future.
然后这个组会就会发展很多的分会。
You know, people think I was crazy.
人们都以为我是疯了。
When I said people is fellow missionaries.
我说的人们其实是我的同工。
You know, because an average church in Taiwan is about 30 or 35 members church.
因为我们的台湾的教会只有30到35人。
During that time, if you have 100 members, you are considered medium-sized or a bigger church already.
当时只有35人，如果有100人的教会，那就会大家都会觉得这是一个大的教会了。
But of course, today it's so different now.
当然了，现在的情况就不同了。
Praise the Lord.
感谢主。
Because in Taipei, they said that, you know, in Taipei, they said that around 10% of Taipei are Christians.
现在在台北市大约有10%的人是基督徒。
And well, I don't know where this statistics come from, but there are big churches in Taipei with several thousand members in the congregation.
我不知道这个统计数目是怎么来的，但是呢，我的确也看到在台北有很多大的教会。
And in Taichung, they even give an estimate of around 7% of Taichung City.
在台中也有差不多7%的人是基督徒。
This is the good news part of it.
这是一个好的方面。
Because I would like to challenge you to still pray for Taiwan because there's still a lot of things to be done.
我还要向大家发出挑战，要请大家继续的祷告，因为在台湾的宣教工作还有待更加的发展。Well,
how do we do missions in Taiwan?
那我们在台湾是怎么传道的呢？
What is our strategy?
我们的策略是什么？
I found out that you cannot do cold turkey evangelism. 在那边，其实我们不能够做那些戒毒式的传教工作。不是戒毒。What happened? When I said cold turkey, it means that you know you just talk to a complete strangers without any background at all.
Yeah. 就像对于陌生人传道那种，就是你不能这么做。
Yeah, in the Philippines, this is workable. We do our evangelism training, personal evangelism training, and we go to a public park and confront total strangers. And when we share the gospel, people would come to know the Lord.
在菲律宾，我们可以这么做。我们就是做一个培训，教你怎么传道，然后我们就到公园里面去向陌生人传道，这样是行的。
But in Taiwan, cannot do that.
但是在台湾不行。
If you know, they might mistake you for introducing another God to them.
他们就会觉得你在向我介绍另外一个神。
And of course, the more gods, the better.
当然了，越多的神越好。
That's their mentality, especially if your God can help you be prosperous, you know, make a lot of money.
当然，在他们觉得神越多越好，特别是如果神能够帮你赚更多钱的时候。
They said that average time of a person before they make a decision to accept Christ is you've got to share with them the gospel or you know about the Bible for around 5 to 7 years.
他们说平均对一个人你如果要跟他传扬福音，大概要花5到7年的时间才能够让他认识主。
You know, we confirm that to be true.
我们也确认了这是事实。
If you lead somebody to the Lord right away, you know, without spending too much time with them, it is because somebody else already did a preparation.
如果你遇到一个人，你跟他传福音，他马上就信主的话，那是因为有人在你之前做了工作。
So our strategy then is to If we cannot do that, do the cold turkey evangelism, then we have to build relationship and then share with them the gospel, you know, and hopefully that one day they will come to know the Lord.
所以当时我们的策略就是，如果我们不能够向陌生人传道，那我们就必须先与他们建立好关系，然后向他们传福音，让他们认识神。
But the Taiwanese are all very busy making money.
但是呢，台湾人他们非常的忙碌赚钱。
And I noticed my neighbor, you know, the husband would go to work, and the wife that is taking care of her children would even bring items from the factory and work at home.
我注意到我的邻居那个做丈夫的出去上班，那个做妻子的。他不但要照顾好孩子，还要从工厂里面拿些活回来做零活。
Now just imagine if you want to share with them the gospel, how many of those people will sit, you know, nicely and hear you for 30 minutes or so, you know, weeks upon weeks, you know? Nobody's going to do that.
想象一下，像这么忙碌的生活，他们怎么会有空每个星期来坐下来听你传道呢？
But we also found out that the Taiwanese, because the economy is based on export, they love to learn English.
但是呢，因为台湾的经济，他们是主要靠出口，所以他们很希望学英语。
So what happens is that, what else can we do that we are pretty good at?
那我们还能做什么呢？我们擅长的是什么呢？
Especially my co-workers, many of them were Caucasian.
我的同工们，他们都是。
好几位都是美国人嘛？And then what happened is that, of course, if you want to learn English, learn it from the Americans. That's their native language or Canadian.
所以要学中文的话。要学英文的话，跟我们和我们的同工学，那是最好的。
So what happened was, then we start teaching them English.
所以我们就开始教他们英文。
But we are very serious about teaching English.
但是我们当时是非常认真的。
We use the commercial, you know, the commercial books that the language school use, you know, for our textbook.
我们用我们当时是用语言学校用的那些英文课本作为我们的课本。
Now for every time we meet, it would be 1 hour for teaching English.
那我们每一节课是一个小时。
But another half an hour is for sharing time.
另外有半个小时我们与他们分享福音。
Because teaching English is a service to the community because they have this need.Then you also have to give us a chance to share with you.
因为教英文是我们对社区的一个服务，但是呢，我们真正的目的是要与他们分享福音。
So of course they're also courteous, you know, also very polite. If you use so much time in teaching them English, can they just sleep out when it's sharing time? they cannot do that.
那些学英语的学生们，他们也当然很客气，他们不会因为你花了这么长时间教他们英文，他们另外那个半个小时，他们也还是愿意坐下来听你传福音的。
Now you just imagine what a tremendous opportunity you have now to share the gospel.
想象一下你有多好的一个机会来分享福音。
So if you have 15 meetings, you know.Wow, that's 15 half an hour of sharing time.
如果有15次上课的机会的话，那你就有15次机会来传福音。
So where do you start sharing with them the gospel?
那我们从哪里开始呢？
Of course, you know, then if you have that much opportunity to share with them, you start from Genesis.
如果你有这样的机会，那当然会是从创世纪开始。
You know what? The scripture said, you know, faith comes by hearing from the message.
圣经当中说信道是从听道来的，听道是从基督的话来的。
That's Romans 10:17.
那是罗马书10:17.
What happened is that one time I was sharing, reflecting with my wife. I said, you know what? This is not a waste of time because sometimes we only think that, well, if he made a decision to accept the Lord, then go to discipleship and educate them more about the scripture.
我有时候跟师母说，其实这个并没有浪费时间，因为如果那些学生们他们决定他们要接受主的话，他就会成为门徒来和我们一起传福音。
We don't have any problem spending a lot of time doing discipleship.
我们没有问题就是花时间来教大家传道，
做门徒训练also. Yeah, okay. But we might have problems with like spending that much time with a non-Christian.
但是呢，与非基督徒相处，那就有点问题。
What if they don't want to accept Christ? Would you spend that much time with them?
如果他们还是不愿意接受主，你愿意浪费那么多时间吗？
I told my wife it's not. Because faith comes by hearing. If they really need those information before they can make a decision to accept Christ, it's not a waste of time.
我告诉师母，这个并不是浪费时间，因为就是信道是从听道来的。
And what happened is that, but once this person accept Christ, he has a lot of knowledge about the scripture already.
如果其中有一个人他接受主的话，他就有很多那个圣经的知识。
So it's not a waste of time.
所以那根本不是浪费时间。
And another thing is that there's a very precious lesson that also we also learn, and that is if you want to share the gospel, you have to be prepared that they might not accept Christ, but you still have to share the gospel.
我们另外学到的一个宝贵的功课，那就是你向人传福音，他们可能不接受，但是呢，你还必须得向他们传福音。
One lesson we learn, and that is, you know, personally, I learned this very precious lesson, and that is, do God really love the Christian that much, but do not love the non-Christian?
那我个人学会的功课，那就是神真的是爱我们做基督徒的胜于爱那些非基督徒的吗？
You know what? John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world."
我们知道在约翰福音16章里面说上帝爱世人。
So God loves those that He made. You know, although they are not Christians yet, God loved them just as much. And so what happened is that if you want to show God's love to them, then you've got to be very sincere about your message and about how you know conduct your life with them.
从中我们就看到神爱他所造的每一个人， 那我们的任务就是要向他们传扬福音。那传福音的过程当中，我们也必须要非常的真诚。
You know, we have a tremendous impact when we were teaching this Taiwanese, you know, that we are trying to evangelize. When we were teaching them English and developing friendship, we have such an impact in their life. And partly because partly because of Chinese culture, they respect teachers.
我们像那些教英文的学生，我们与他们传福音的时候，对他们的生活其实产生了很大的影响。当然了，有一部分就是因为我们的中国文化。
Because in our Chinese culture, we respect the teachers a lot. So if you are a missionary and you are a teacher, they respect you too.
在中国文化里面，师道尊严，所以学生们非常的尊重老师。
And you know, when they see the genuineness of the Christ in you, you know, and the love you have for them is very real, it's a matter of time before they accept the Lord.
他们从你身上看到了基督的爱，他们也就非常的容易来接受主。
Well, today we don't have a projector and, you know, to show a PowerPoint.But we prepared a 5-minute PowerPoint and to show, you know, that this Peyton Church, where we have do our church planting work, Peyton Church, you know, become a reality. Today, they have around 100 members.
我们没有一个幻灯片可以秀可以给大家看。我们的培植的那个主要的教会现在有大约100个人会众。
Yeah, it's in the northern part of Taichung City called Beitun.
它是在台中市的北面叫北屯。
And that church have a new church building.
那个教会有一个新的教会大楼。
Well, that was our dream, but you know how we could do that? We never know how God is going to do that, because you know, in the end.Buying that piece of property and building that church building costs around 30 million new Taiwan dollars.
当时是我们的梦想，但是呢，神怎么来成就这个事，我们都不知道，因为我们要那个花钱买地，然后要造那个教堂。大约要花大概3200万的新台币。
It's a big amount of money.
那是对我们来说是巨款。
But the Lord provided for that.
但是神供应了我们。
I think from what I know, today they only have 5 million left to take care of that they borrowed from the bank.
因为到至今呢只有大概500万新台币需要还给银行。
Now this Peyton Church then partnered with us, and we went to around 5 kilometers away. We planted another daughter church.
主要的教会呢，然后我们在5英里之外又发展了一个分教会。
And today, there's a congregation, although not that many, around 25 people worshiping on Sunday.
那现在差不多有25个会众。
And that church was born out of our living room.
那个教会其实是在我们家的客厅里面诞生的。
There's some precious lesson I'd like to share with us too, being a missionary. One is the case of a sister called Lydia.
我要跟大家分享一些故事第一个是一个叫 Lydia 姐妹的故事。
Now, Lydia, we baptized this sister when she was about 23 or 25 years old.
那位姐妹在23岁左右的时候，我们为她施洗。
This was quite a number of years ago already.
那是很多年前了。
But leave a very strong impression in my mind.
但是留给我很深的印象。
And Before we baptize somebody, the co-workers, missionary co-workers, will interview this person.
我们在向某一个人施洗之前，同工们会跟他进行一个面谈。
That interview will only happen when we are very sure that this person is ready to be baptized after around 4 months of preparation.
那呢，只有是在四个月的培训之后，我们很确信他已经相信主了，我们才会有这个进行这样的面谈。
And one of the questions we often ask is that, what was the first time you hear gospel?
那我们经常问的一个问题就是你第一次听到福音是什么时候
？Or come in contact with the church？
或者说你第一次与教会有接触是什么时候
？You know, I was surprised. Our dear sister Lydia said when I was a kid.
那个 Lydia 姐妹说，我还是个孩子的时候。
My friends brought me to church.
他说，当时呢，我的朋友带我去教会。
Then she said that when I was in grade school, I have a Christian for my classmate.
他说，当我上学的时候呢，我还有一个基督徒的同学。
And when I one day she was sick and has to be confined in the hospital.
有一天，她病了，必须要在医院治疗。
And a hospital chaplain, a pastor.Went to visit her and minister to her.
有一位住院的牧师他去那边去访问他。
Later on, she come in contact with one of our fellow missionary.
然后呢，他跟我们的一位同工有了联络。
You know, Lydia is physically handicapped. She has to use a wheelchair.
Lydia 她是残废，她需要用轮椅的。
But this missionary just poured out her love toward this toward Lydia, and then Lydia accepted the Lord.
那个教会向他灌输了很多基督的爱，然后Lydia 就接受了主。
But this fellow missionary was serving, in another town, that is a distance from the city.
那个教会呢？
我们的同工
那个同工他是在离他比较远的一个城市里面居住。
And because we are fellow missionaries and our church is very near Lydia's place, so she asked us to baptize her.
因为我们的教会离那个 Lydia 住的地方很近，所以呢，他就叫我们为他施洗。
So we got to baptize somebody that we didn't work on.
所以这就是我们并没有对他做多少的工作，但是呢，我们向他施了洗。
Then I ask myself the question, who gets the credit?
我就问自己一个问题，那谁得到了好处？
Is it we reported the statistic, but you know what? It's the Holy Spirit's work all along.
我们只不过是得到了一个统计的数字，但是呢，是圣灵的工作。
There are many times in our ministry that we have to pray a person to come to know the Lord.
在我们传道的工作当中，我们有很多次，我们就祷告希望一个人能够接受主。
There was my neighbor, we witnessed to her for a whole 5 years.And then she made a decision to accept Christ.
我们有一位邻居，我们向他做见证大约有五年的时间，在五年之后，他才接受了主。
It really is a spiritual warfare. When we first was sharing, in the chapel time, this person suddenly her face changed, and as if she was her person was there, but her spirit is somewhere far away.She looks blank.
那真的是一个属灵的征战。当时他在教会听到的时候，他的脸色他的表情就是一个很麻木的，好像他人坐在这边，但是他的思想到了别处去。
But we also made a policy that we will not force a person to make a decision to accept Christ.
我们还做了一个决定，就是我们不能够强迫一个人信主。
We will not intimidate them to accept Christ.
我们不能够硬性的强迫他们。
I was telling them, you know, we are missionaries. So while we are doing this teaching English as a service to you, we would also like to share with you what you know have transformed and have changed our life. This message.
我就告诉他们，我们是传道人，我们愿意向你们传福音，但是我们也愿意这个福音能够改变我们的生活和你的生活。
And I said, you know, if you have a chef, for instance, a hotel chef, very good cook, and you go visit them in their home.
如果你认识一个大厨你到他家去的话。
Do you think he'll cook a very good meal to serve you?
你真的相信他会煮一桌很好的菜来招待你吗？
Of course, you expect that. He's a chef.
当然了你当然期望这样，因为他是一个大厨。
If he doesn't, then you'll be very surprised.
如果他不这么做的话，那你会非常的吃惊。
Well, what do you expect of a missionary?
那你对一个传道人是怎么期望的呢？
If we don't share with you the gospel when you come to church already, that would be a great surprise.
如果你来教会，我们不向你传福音，那你也会觉得很吃惊。
There's something else that I'd like to share with you that hopefully would be an encouragement to you too.
我还要与大家分享一下希望这个能够鼓励你们。
And it's living out our message. James 2:26 said, "Faith without deed is dead."
雅各书2:26说，身体没有灵魂是死的，信心没有行为也是死的。
You know, my wife and I and our coworkers are very transparent with our non-Christian friends.
我们的同工我们与同工们，我们对那些非基督徒的朋友是非常透明的。
You know, they love to come to our house.
他们都喜欢到我们家里来。
Of course, because we are very friendly to them.
当然，我们对他们很友好。
But my wife loves to decorate the house.Fix it very nicely.
师母呢很喜欢布置房间，所以房间很漂亮。
You hardly see this in the common, you know, house there or home.
在那些普通的房子里面，你看不到这样的装饰。
Because everybody is trying to make money, no time to decorate homes.
因为当地人他们都要拼命的赚钱，没有时间来装饰房子。
And I don't think they are willing to spend that kind of money to fix their home. So.
那他们也不愿意花这么多钱来修饰。
But you know what? They love to come out to our home, to our place, you know, because it's nicely fixed and they just feel very much at home.
但他们呢就很喜欢来我家因为布置得很漂亮。
But you know what? Because of our over long period of time of Jesus, of you know, of being in contact, they have seen our life and how we treat one another, how we do things, and so forth.
长时间的接触呢，他们非常的了解我们。
And one time when we were about to go home to the Philippines for home service, and we were having a farewell dinner, you know, together.
有一次我们在一起聚餐是他们欢送我们的。
Many of our English class students said the same thing. He said, you know, Pastor Leo and Mrs. Lau Joy said, you know, you live what you preach.
我们的那些朋友们和那些学生们都说，刘牧师、刘师母，你们是就像你们所传讲那个你们的生活是为主做了见证。
我们的行为跟我们的信息相称嘛。Now what happened is that I was telling my wife, you know, What a tremendous compliment that is coming from non-Christians, you know, that you are living out the message, your message.
我就与师母说，这个是一个多好的一个赞美的话。
Because oftentimes you hear people said that, you know, if that is the kind of Christians, you know, I'm better than they are, why should I become a Christian?
因为很多时候我们听到人说，这个基督徒他的行为，我的平时的行为比他还好，我为什么要做基督徒？
Okay. Lastly, I'd like to share with you some joys of being a missionary.
最后我要与大家分享一下作为传道人的喜乐。
I come to know somebody. His name is Acer.
我认识一个人，他的名字叫 Acer.
You know, Acer come to know the Lord. Through his wife, through his wife's influence.
Acer 认识主是通过他是受他妻子的影响。
My wife come to know his wife, Acer's wife, Katie, you know, Katie, while they were doing aerobics exercise.
师母认识他的妻子是他们在做一个健身操，那个在健身班里面。
And Katie loved to learn English, so she came and joined Joyce's English class.
那 Acer 的妻子呢？她想学英文，所以呢，她来到我们的那个英文班里面。
And Joy was also leading Bible study.
师母呢还做那个
查经，
还做查经班，还那个领查经班。
是。And what happened was after over a year, Katie came to know the Lord.
多年之后呢，他的Acer的妻子 Katie， 她也认识了主。
And the Lord started to transform her life.
神改变了她的生活。
And Acer noticed this.
那个 Acer 他也意识到这一点。
And he said, "I'd like to come and join your Bible study too."
他说我也要来参加查经班。
Acer is a senior police officer.
Acer 他是一个警官。
I remember it, he was telling me that for a time he was leading around 800 police officer under him.
有一段时间他的手下有800个警察。
Now what happened was I was very baffled. I said, why would a guy like Acer would love to join a ladies' Bible study?
我当时有点吃惊，像 Acer 这样的人，他怎么会愿意参加师母领的那个查经班
？He was the only guy in the Bible in the women's Bible study.
这是妇女查经班里面，他是唯一的一个男子。
But you know what, Acer, not long after attending that Bible study, he also came to know the Lord.
在参加查经班之后不久，他就认识了主。
And we baptized them, both of them together.
我们为他们两个人同时施洗。
Acer is our lone deacon now in the church.
现在他已经是我们教会的同工。
But Acer is very special to me because we always want to disciple somebody who is a faithful person.
他Acer 对我来说非常的特殊，因为我们都很愿意做门徒训练。
My wife said, "Now that she prayed to accept Christ, you better follow him up." She asked me to follow up Acer.
师母就对我说，现在他已经是基督徒了，接下去的工作就由你来做。
You know, Acer, is like a sponge.
Acer 就像一块海绵。
During Sunday, when I preach, he would take notes.
在主日，当我传道的时候，他就在下面做笔记。
He's the only one taking notes.
他是唯一一个做笔记的。
And after the service, he would come and check with me. He missed some points. You say, what was Can you repeat again what you just said? I missed one point or something.
在信息结束之后呢，他还会走上来跟我对一下笔记，说我有没有漏掉哪一点。
This is not the end of the story. In the middle of the work week, he would call me up by phone.
那个礼拜当中呢，他还会就是平时的时候，他还会打电话给我。
He would ask me.You know, some of the points that you were mentioning in your message, I don't understand it too well. Can you explain it to me?
他会说你在上面讲信息有一些我不是很清楚，你能不能再重复一遍解释一下？
And later on, I found out that what I've been sharing with him, he was going through this, you know, and he was even sharing this with his fellow police officers.
后来我才发现他在自己全部消化之后，他还把那个信息跟他的那些警察的同事们分享。
Isn't that a great joy?
这是不是一个大喜乐？
To be in that place. Well, lastly, I'd like to challenge you, you know. I was telling my when we were reporting, I would say, you know, praise the Lord for us that we...obey the Lord and went to Taiwan. Because I said that, you know, before we went to Taiwan, Peyton Church do not exist. And Tanzi Church do not exist.
最后我要向大家发出挑战。当时我向我们的那些支持者们汇报的时候，我说我们要感谢主。当时我们接受了这样一个护照，我们去台湾。当时我们去的时候，那两个教会还不存在。
But praise the Lord, you know, the Lord,
感谢主,
the Lord blessed the ministry, and these two churches come into being, two churches.
使我们的传道工作在那边顺利的发展，才有了这两个教会。
But I'm not boasting about it. This is the work of God. But we were willing to go, and then people come to know the Lord.
这不是我能够自夸的，因为这都是圣工。
And we have also many co-workers, so it's not just us who are doing it.
我们也有很多同工一起来完成这件事。
Another related to this is that when we were in Tanzi for 5 years,
另外一件相关的是我们在那边五年的时候。
In my village where we are having our meeting, I have not seen another church or other Christians go to our village to share the gospel.
在我们我从来没有看到过别的教会的人来传福音。
And we don't even have a sign out there that says we are a church, you know. But I'm just saying that, you know, if we have not gone to that place, those people around that area may not have really heard the gospel because nobody went there to share the gospel.
我们在门口也没有什么记号，但是呢。我想说的就是，如果我们不去那个地方，那边的人就没有机会接受主能够听到福音。
And some people have some very little idea about Christianity. Of course, they have heard about Christianity, but how much do they understand about the gospel? But many of our English class students said that this is the first time that they have heard the gospel in depth. You know.
那很多英文课的学生们说，这是他们第一次能够深度的了解圣经。
So praise the Lord for obeying Him and going out there, and the Lord has blessed.
所以感谢主我们就是顺服了，我们到了台湾，然后我们有了收获。
As I said, I'd like to challenge you because. There are still 60 places in towns and cities, small cities, from north to south along the western coast of Taiwan that have very, very few churches.
我要向大家发出的挑战就是在台湾还有大概60个城市在那个西岸的地方，就是那边是很少有教会。
And we are challenging people to give their life to the Lord and come out to help.We call it Vision 119. We want 119 missionaries to go and help plant these 60 churches.
我们称之为119传道，那就是我们需要 位传道人去那边培植教会。
You said why 119? Why not 120?
你会问为什么119而不是120个？
You know, what is the emergency number here? 911,
你们知道那个我们这边的紧急电话是911。
But in Taiwan, it's 99. It's 119.
在台湾是119。
So Vision 119 tells you the urgency of sending missionaries there.
所以我们的传道计划就是告诉你们那个我们的那个行动是非常紧急的。
Because of the time, I was just going to tell you that the passage we read about the Great Commission, the Lord said, you know, you go and make disciples, you know, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe, you know, what I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always to the end of the age. That passage of the scripture tells us that this spreading of the gospel will never stop until the Lord comes. And another is in Matthew 24, there's a passage that says, you know, this gospel will be preached to all nations before the Lord's come. And there are so many signs that the Lord is coming now in our generation. There's no other generation that fit all those signs except ours. So, you know, brothers and sisters, we celebrate Christmas. Somebody said that after 400 years of silent years, no prophet showed up, but the Lord sent his son just on time, at the right time. Now, there are many signs that the Lord is coming back again. If we don't do missions, I don't know how we are going to face the Lord.
我们刚才读的圣经是说要走出去向万民传道。那我们也经历了很多的事情告诉我们主要再来。所以如果我们现在不出去传福音的话，那我们还在等什么呢？
Thank you.
谢谢大家。
Lord bless you.